AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Biden drops out. I'm Sherry Preston. The presidential campaign upended by President Biden's weekend decision to end his reelection campaign. ABC's Rachel Scott with reaction from Donald Trump.
This is now a major campaign reset, to say the least, with just over 100 days to go until the November election. It's a curveball the Trump campaign was preparing for, but this is not one that they wanted. And Trump's playbook so far has been to attack, attack, attack. The former president, who just days ago said he wanted to focus on this message of unity, now calling President Biden the worst president in American history, insisting whoever the left puts up will be more of the same.
As for Harris's running mate, here's former New Jersey governor and ABC News consultant Chris Christie.
Josh Shapiro would be the first person on my list. If he has approval ratings in the high 60s in Pennsylvania, if he could deliver Pennsylvania, that allows them to play in Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, in places that they need to try to keep from Biden's coalition 4 years ago.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We start with Wisconsin's reaction to President Biden's announcement he's leaving the race. Senator Tammy Baldwin made her first statement about the situation since speculation about Biden's future began.
He also promised to be a bridge to the next generation. And we're seeing that transpire in real time before our very eyes.
Baldwin at a campaign rally yesterday in Stoughton. More reaction, Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler says President Biden will be remembered by history as one of our nation's greatest presidents. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says for years, Democrats have hidden the truth behind Joe Biden's condition. They were more focused on holding on to power than solving the problems our nation faces. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin Democrats are throwing their support behind Vice President Kamala Harris as she becomes the heir apparent to the Democratic nomination for president. Madison Congressional Representative Mark Pocan.
Fortunately, we have an extremely well-qualified vice president who's ready to be president and will likely be the leading contender.
Before the announcement, Harris was scheduled to visit Milwaukee tomorrow in support of the Biden-Harris ticket. That visit is still on the books, one of her very first since Biden left the race. It's her fifth trip to Wisconsin this year, but it'll be one of her first events since Biden left the race. And you may not know, Kamala Harris spent part of her childhood here in Madison. She spent a few years on the West Side when her parents were scholars at UW. Their house was on a bluff above Lake Mendota in the Spring Harbor neighborhood. Funnily enough, a young grad student lived here in the capital city around that same time who also grew up to be vice president. Different parties, though. That was Dick Cheney. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers sweep the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers winning both games in Minnesota over the weekend, 8-4 Saturday night, in a game that went 12 innings. Yesterday, they went back and forth with the Twins. Reese Hoskins at the plate, top of the eighth, tied at 5 apiece. The call on Roku TV.
Hoskins to left. Austin Martin back. He's at the wall. He'll jump up, and Martin can't make the play, and that is gone, a home run for Reese Hoskins. And Milwaukee regains the advantage here late at Target Field.
The Brewers went on to win 8-7. Manager Pat Murphy.
This was a relentless victory, you know, relentless on the road. Great crowd, great atmosphere, and a really good team across the way.
Tonight, the crew opens a three-game series at Wrigley against the Cubs. NFL, the Packers' first training camp practice is today, followed by the annual shareholders meeting. Defensive lineman Kenny Clark signing a three-year extension worth $64 million. He'll earn $29 million this season. The team's still working on a deal for Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon with a light breeze out of the north switching to the west here by later this afternoon. Partly cloudy and calm tonight, 64 tomorrow. Partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and a high tomorrow right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Lake Ridge Bank presents Atwood Fest on Madison's East Side. Enjoy live music on three stages from local, national, and international artists, with plenty of food and craft vendors along Atwood Avenue, from Tex Tubs to Monty's Blue Plate. And bring the kiddos for Kids Fest, but don't bring the puppers. Leave your pets at home. Three stages, 30 bands over 2 days on Madison's East Side. It's time for Atwood Fest, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. For a full music schedule, log on atwoodfest.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we'll catch you up on news of the weekend and also the current status of the Democratic nominee Joe Biden. Not going to want to miss it. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
For now, let me express my deepest gratitude to all those who have worked so hard to see me reelected. I want to thank Vice President Kamala Harris for being an extraordinary partner in all this work, and let me express my heartfelt appreciation to the American people for the faith and trust you have placed in me. I believe today what I always have, that there is nothing America can't do when we do it together. We just have to remember we are the United States of America.
Tearing up a little again.
Aw.
Thank you, President Biden.
Yeah, that was Jen Psaki reading the news yesterday on MSNBC live.
I was there. Everybody's, that's one of those moments, Chris. Sure. Everyone says, where were you? And I was there. I was sitting in my Barca lounger with two tiny dogs, suction cup to my face, as I always am.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like little tumas. They're always like right on me. I actually Mommy's scared manager. Them and shouted when he endorsed Kamala Harris. I like, they both went flying. I was like, yes! Midas Touch says President Biden stepped aside to save the country. Trump tried to cling to power to destroy it. Mm-hmm. That is the contrast we are in right now. Oh, Chris, who said Republicans are freaking the F out this morning? The consensus among them is that Biden dropping out isn't fair, and they aren't prepared to run against anyone other than Biden. Lots of whining, crying, hand-wringing among them. This is a great thing. Who said that?
That sounds like someone very, very smart and very, very wise and always right.
No, that was you. That was Chris Lavoie. I was just trying to highlight you being right, because there was such a groundswell on Twitter of Mama was right, Mama's psychic was right, and Chris was wrong.
When did I say that he wasn't going to?
I said
out?
He called. My psychic called it exactly that it was this weekend, and that's not what I wanted.
When did I say he was going to drop? He wasn't.
You said psychics
out.
Are bull. I'm not just saying he was right.
Hey, the psychic guessed the exact same thing that I did. So
Okay. Mike in Austin says, Steph, Mama, when I first heard Biden had dropped out of the race, I was horrified. I thought we were screwed. But as the day progressed, I saw the party rally around Kamala in a way I didn't expect. The energy was inspiring. While Kamala is uniquely qualified to be our next president, I'm convinced the party unity I saw largely came from Joe. We still have a long way to go. We still have to see the worst of the GOP attack machine and Russian bots. Nevertheless, Biden may end up having the last laugh, winning this election without even running as a candidate. The mega donors who thought they would be kingmakers by forcing Biden out chose poorly. But I have always believed we are going to win. We are going to, and more now, more so than ever yesterday. New York Times pitch bot. As usual, we're mostly going to be running against the media,
right.
And they will, you know, inflame Democratic divisions that will be, you know, helped by Russian bots and MAGA.
Katie
of course,
Turr is going to do that.
Pardon me.
Katie Turr will do that.
Yes. New York Times pitch bot. Whether it's Democrats putting a woman at the top of the ticket or Republicans nominating a rapist sexual predator who will strip women of health care, both sides have seized on gender issues this presidential election.
Oh, I've seen several Democrats.
She is the perfect candidate for November. Let me just tell you that right now.
I've seen several Democrats on threads saying that Kamala can't win because she's a woman.
Oh, they're wrong. By the way, new A coalition of Nikki Haley voters pledged their support for Kamala Harris' presidential bid on Sunday, hours after President Biden announced he was dropping out of the race.
How big of a coalition, though?
Don't care. We'll take them.
Okay.
Dave, yesterday, just about every major Democrat has already endorsed Kamala Harris. The big money donors are on board. She's raised, that was $30 million in the first, I think it was 3 hours after, right?
Yeah.
And then by the end of yesterday, $50 million. In one day.
Yeah. And that's just grassroots. That's not like big donors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin in Indiana. Hello, Kev.
Hi, Steph.
Hey.
Good morning, Chris.
Hi.
I want to express my gratitude not only to you and Free Speech TV for being a beacon of sanity here in Red State, Indiana.
Thank you.
But to President Biden as well for being a compassionate, humane human being as opposed to, you know, fill in the blank expletive. Yeah. That Donald Trump has become. If we can't be riding with Biden, let's start cruising with Kamala. That's all I need.
All right.
There you go. Who said Joe Biden is one of the handful of truly great presidents in American history and a patriot beyond measure? We Democrats will be united and focused behind our next president, Kamala Harris, to keep their great successes going and to defeat autocrats, theocrats, and plutocrats.
Frankenberry.
No, that was Jamie Raskin, star of Stage Screen, and, of course, D.C. Sexy Liberal. Patty said, so much emotion. I'm so grateful for Joe Biden. He will go down in history. He's one of the greatest presidents who ever lived. Agreed. He put our country before party today, and that was a huge deal. Now it's time for a black lady to save democracy once again. Horse Whisperer, I assume the media will maintain its extreme concern about the fitness of aging candidates now that there's only one running.
The oldest nominee in history.
They'll get right on that, I'm sure. We were always going to have to do this, us. As Glenn Kirshner said, we are the jury, November 5th. Hey, Joe in Chicago.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Good morning, and just want to say one thing, like everybody else wants to throw this defense in. We need a VP who is the A-team. There is no other game. This is it.
Yeah.
Everybody that we have that can win and another best choice, it's got to be it. And there's really a couple people that I think are the most effective campaigners for this. And really, Bernie Sanders still got it. He was on Colbert, nailed every issue succinctly and directly. And the other person I hope is not overlooked is Beto O'Rourke. He's been an incubator in Texas for decades, and he is a great campaigner, speaks from the heart, tells it like it is, and has also, I think, a good rapport with a lot of Hispanic voters. And I really hope his name is considered before some final doors close to this.
I saw, I think, I love them all. Andy Beshear was on this morning. He's great. I think Roy Cooper of North Carolina. Mark Kelly. The way, I didn't realize, Chris, Mark Kelly is not up again, and there's a Democratic governor, as you know, Katie Hobbs.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually, because I know at first you think, like, oh, you don't want to lose that Senate seat, but he's not up till. So I don't know. I think all the names I've heard are good choices. Kotze tweeted, yes, lift her up. Confront the racism and sexism. Don't bow to it or be fearful of it. That's what the racists want, is what I would say to people that are afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we have experienced all of the, and I've said she's gotten in some ways all the sexism Hillary got and all the racism Obama got.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, she's going to be our first black lady president.
I see a lot of people saying that she shouldn't pick Buttigieg as a VP because you can't win with a woman.
I think so. I'm a homo, as you know, and I love Pete, but I think, I think we are about to do something, Chris, so historic, you know, not just our first woman president, mm-hmm. but first black woman president, Asian American.
Yeah.
And I think when you're trying to do something so historic in such a critical, terrifying time in our country, I that's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
That we can't do it all at once. We can't be a gay person.
Right.
Can't be two women. Can't be two people of color.
Right.
I even have a little. I think Josh Shapiro is great, but I'm like, we've never had a Jewish president or vice president. Do you try for it all at once, or you know? I just think there's so many great choices that you know. I agree with a lot of people. I've heard a lot of people say the same thing. It's got to be a straight white guy. I think you know. But we'll see. I mean, it's up to her.
Guy from a purple state who has military experience. That's Mark Kelly.
Yeah, he's great. I've met him. He's great.
He's awesome.
He's great. Here was the... All of these tweets are irrelevant now, but still, Chris.
Oh, yeah. You had me print a lot yesterday.
Well, before AOC, everyone's talking about AOC's. Yeah. She said AOC points out if Biden steps down, SCOTUS may end up deciding the election because of the laws in certain swing states regarding changing the ballot. She says the power brokers pushing for Biden to step down have no plan for this. Well, I have to say Jody got this right, because you could, before this decision was made, did you see J.D. Vance saying Biden has to resign? And remember, I was saying, all talking about this, saying like, oh, you know, would that be better? Because then it stops this, you know, mini primary bolt and just Kamala's president. And that's what it is. But Jody said it, that they would have to, they know it would weaken the Democrats because they would have to, she would have to pick a vice president, would have to be approved by Congress. They wouldn't do it.
Right.
That means Mike Johnson is next in line. So talk about putting a target on Kamala's back.
Yeah.
And also she runs then without a vice presidential pick. So I see why the president did it the way he did it.
Yeah.
And also the fact that he endorsed her immediately and full-heartedly, that was the other way of him saying, stop this mini primary, right? Just stop this open convention chaos that the Republicans are rooting for.
Right.
He did it, as he does most things, I think absolutely perfectly.
And he knew to do it that way because of his vast and long experience in D.C.
Right.
You know, he's been in D.C. since 73. So,
right.
Yeah, he knew how to do it.
Jamie Harrison, our friend who I can't wait to see in Chicago, you know, he said, again, before the announcement, he said, I'll say this as clear as I can. If you're a Democratic Party elected official, pundit, et cetera, focus your time, especially TV time, talking about how disastrous Trump, Vance, your opponent, if you have one, and Trump's Project 2025 will be to the nation, full stop. If you're not, you're definitely not helping. And he just said, as chair of this party, we've had 57 caucuses and primaries in which Biden-Harris received 14 million votes and over 3,900 delegates. The last time I looked, there's no mini primaries in our rules.
Right.
So all this, Chris, fantasy football people have been playing.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Wes Moore, for endorsing Kamala Harris. Did Carlos get the memo?
Carlos on occasion speaks, so I don't know where that we're going to hear from him this week yet.
Yeah, but anyway, so that, you know, even Jamie, I don't know what, you know, what he knew when, but, you know, again, with this, what were they calling it? Like some other kind of primary sprint, some this, that. I was like, oh, my God. So I'm glad.
That all sounded so shady.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I wasn't a fan of it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, speaking of shady, Mike Singleton tweeted, CNN's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, is calling for a public assessment of Trump's gunshot injury, saying the concern is the gunshot blast near the head can cause injuries that aren't immediately noticeable, such as bleeding on the brain. How do we know if he has brain damage?
We got a non-doctor examining him, so we'll never know.
Exactly. Tanya in Ohio. Hey, Tanya.
Stephanie, I didn't watch any news this weekend because I knew they were pushing him out. And so the family started calling me because they know I'm a news head. But what I called to do was apologize for Friday when I say that she can't win, because that's my bag. If she doesn't win, it's because I haven't worked hard enough. So put my big
Tanya,
on and
you get a gold star this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. And my tennis shoes, and I'm getting out there, and hot dogging, she's winning.
Have you, Tanya, seen that the video of Kamala dancing with a bunch of kids, and they're like, black people going to the polls to vote for Kamala.
Yeah.
Live video.
No, I haven't seen that yet.
It's hilarious. She is.
No, I haven't seen
it. Can I just say, she is joyful from what the little time I've gotten to meet her and stuff. And I feel this joyful energy, Chris, already of people.
Absolutely.
You know, younger people. I mean, I'm seeing a bunch of TikTok video, and Twitter, all that stuff, just of people really being excited.
Yeah.
And Tanya, listen, we all go from fear. Like, we're all, I get it. People are like, oh, God, it's a country too sexist or racist or this or that. Or, oh, my God, Donald Trump, is just such an existential threat. But you know what? Here's the thing they always say. A lot of times people, it's not what they're going to vote for or do. They're afraid what other people are going to do. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid what other people are going to do. Make your case. Keep your head down, as Tanya said.
Right.
Work hard. You know, knock on every door. Go volunteer.
Yeah.
Knock on doors. Give money if you can.
Yeah. I'm excited because she is just 3 months shy of being Gen X, which is...
Right. I can't remember which lie is mine. What am I now, Sean?
You're not Gen X. Gen X starts in 65. She was born in October.
I was born in 81. What does that make me?
Whatever. God's
okay. Joe Walsh. I mean, some of our former Republican friends have been, you know, he said, be unafraid, Democrats. These are unprecedented times. Be bold. Meet the moment. You will be rewarded. And I agree with that. Guy Fawkes said, I'll say it now 4 months out. Whatever black women decide, that's who you go with. Yeah. If it's Joe or a jar of pickles, it doesn't matter. Listen to black women and win. If you don't, have your papers ready.
A jar of pickles would be delicious.
Oh, by the way, I love the description still of Trump's speech last week. Amy said, when speeches remind you of when your toddler only knew 22 words and tried for nearly 2 hours to tell you the story about the ant they found in their pull-up. That was exactly what that speech was. Nobody's ever seen it before. No one's ever seen. That's mostly what's happening. And we're going to do it very quickly. And no one's ever going to see anything like it. And also, we're going to do it quickly. He's running on nothing.
What you could you do?
Right.
You want.
That was Trump's speech. If you missed
could
it.
Do so. You. Yeah. You do. You could. You.
Except it made
you
less
want,
sense.
You want Tim.
Okay. Dean in L.A. Hey,
oh,
Dean.
Oh boy.
Hi, Dean.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Steph and Chris.
Hello.
And Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hey, just wanted to point out something that I would just like to say, consider it this way. It's the GOP's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
A younger, more vibrant, racially diverse female president with full immunity.
Yes.
Yeah, there's the there's the kicker, the last part. And she is America. She is America's future.
Yeah, and I tweeted yesterday, I'm excited to see what an unencumbered Joe Biden might get done in the final months of his presidency.
Look at what he's gotten done with the thinnest of majorities.
Yeah.
Unprecedented.
Yeah.
John Pavlovitz, all this left we're doomed is just that. The majority is ours. Stop doom strolling. Get to work. Thank you. Bob Schooley said, I guess unlike the media, I don't see Republicans unifying behind a warped felon as a sign of a party that has their together.
Nope.
I'm like, yeah, all this talk last week of their unity, it's like, I don't want to be unified behind a felon rapist. Okay. Wow. I did send you a lot of tweets,
you
didn't
did,
I?
We need to probably break.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
I was just getting warmed up.
I know you were. I saw you.
All right. And we still have Allison Gill.
Yes, we do.
Coming up 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cook Unity.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, they're so good. I can't even. I'm a Libra, so the amount of choices that you have, it's a little, but they're all fantastic. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it is cheaper than other delivery options, and no cooking required.
Nope.
That's like, I just sexted myself. No cooking required. Cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout. You get 50% off your first week. You've got to check this out. No cooking required. Chef quality dining right in your home. It is every meal handcrafted by chefs. Made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. Your food arrives fresh, never frozen, in packaging that stays fresh in the fridge for up to 7 days. You can get as many as 16 meals a week. What do you need? Vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free. Options for everybody. Chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. 50% off. The code is liberal. Cookunity.com/liberal.
The left roars back. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created high impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. For more information, visit wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, give him a swift kick in the ass.
That's how you really feel.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel.
Stephanie Miller.
What? Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. What? Charles says, looking forward to Saturday. I got tickets for Atlanta. I forgot. Oh, my God. So much breaking news. I forgot. Representative Hank Johnson will join us on panel in Atlanta. Nice. He's a wildly popular congressman from the Atlanta area. And we're working on other surprises, but we are just. And then we've got New York right away the next weekend. And then, ladies and gentlemen, do you think Chicago's going to be a little lit?
The DNC version,
OMG.
It's going to be a better mood than we once thought it was going to be.
Man, cannot wait. I would get those tickets. Everything, tickets going fast. I'm telling you, this is going to supercharge not just this tour. Yeah. We are working with grassrootsdems.org. People are on fire right now.
Yeah.
Donating, wanting to volunteer. You can do all that with our Get Out the Vote partner, grassrootsdems.org. Okay. I'll have to go back through these in a minute. Let me try to get Nancy in L.A. in. Hey, Nance.
Hey, guys. Could we get a definitive answer on how Arizona seat vacancies are filled? Are they appointed by the Democratic governor, who, of course, is a Democrat?
I believe so.
Or do they have to have a special election?
I believe it would be Katie Hobbs that would be appointing, so that's why.
States are different. I'm not
yeah.
sure. That, hold on.
Yeah, I love Mark Kelly, so that's, I saw Bashir on TV this morning. He's fantastic.
Bashir would be great.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know. It's like all the computations, too. Like, I don't know that means she'd win Kentucky anyway. You know what I mean? But, I get it. They're trying to balance the ticket, yada, yada. 29 minutes after the hour, Allison Gill coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. June was rainy enough to get nearly all of Wisconsin out of the drought. The Wisconsin Climatology Office reports most places got at least 6 inches of rain, which is well above normal. While the drought may be over, there's been a lot of flooding and storm damage throughout Wisconsin this summer. Some scientists say governments and businesses are going about their net zero carbon emission strategies all wrong. Holly Buck is an assistant professor of environment and sustainability. She says the typical approach relies too much on technology to capture emissions from the air.
Carbon removal capacity is going to be limited by various things like land or energy inputs. We can't count on building such a big carbon removal infrastructure to negate those remaining emissions.
She says polluters should have to cut emissions at the source. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Controversy at a Wanakee business. A group of men from the South went in to get something to eat after the Republican National Convention. They were wearing loud shirts with anti-LGBTQ and anti-abortion messages. The owner refused to serve them. Now that group of men claims they were discriminated against for their religious beliefs. While the right to religious freedom free of discrimination is guaranteed to us in the Constitution, the law says a business owner can deny service to someone based on their views. And often, religious beliefs and political views overlap, so that just starts to get messy. That group of men is now considering filing a lawsuit. And work begins today on state highways in Sauk County. Contractors will be repaving state highways 23 and 33 between Reedsburg and Wisconsin Dells. Governor Tony Evers allocated $4.6 million for that project. For the first phase, state highway 23 will be closed. That starts today. The whole project should be done in October. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon with a light breeze out of the north switching to the west here by later this afternoon. Partly cloudy and calm tonight, 64 tomorrow. Partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and a high tomorrow right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, attorney Jim Santel will join us.
And we've got another episode of Johnny at the Movies, the box office hits from last weekend.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Mm-hmm.
and 10 toes down with Vice President Kamala Harris to become the next president of the United States. I made it very clear very early, if Joe is out, there is only one person that I will be working for. So this idea of throwing out Joe Manchin and all these other people, listen, if y'all decide to go any other way, have fun with that. But the only person that I will get out there and break my back for and campaign for and believe in, who is capable and qualified, is Vice President Kamala Harris.
Thank you, Jasmine Crockett. Let's go.
I like
yes,
her.
Just in case you hadn't, Joe Manchin will not be
right.
getting in the presidential race due to the fact that no one wanted him. Okay.
Well, he's not a Democrat.
Yeah, he wanted Joe yesterday to pass the torch to someone younger, which I guess is him, because
yep.
he's 76.
And he said another generation. He's the same generation
yes.
as
yes.
Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
I like my news happy clappy. Joel Weinbanks tweeted, important analysis of Judge Cannon's dismissal of the Mar-a-Lago case by Neil Katyal. I answer his question, yes, three strikes and you're out. 11 circuits should swiftly refer her dismissal of the case and dismiss her from the case. I after yesterday, Chris, I have a feeling all things are possible. I think he is going to lose decisively, and he's also going to go to prison.
Oh.
Okay, folks at NewsHour did not mince words when they said any accusation of large numbers of non-citizens voting was a conspiracy based on nothing yep. other than the musings of Trump and Republicans who have repeated the same false claims. They are just be ready for the wall of lies.
Absolutely. Fire
the wall of lies, racism, misogyny, you name it. Paul Rieckhoff was talking about the Republican convention. He said, nothing about this is normal. Nothing about any of this is getting them more votes from independents or the next generation from Hulk Hogan to Eric Trump. It's just pumping out rotten red meat to the base.
Yep.
This is not the Republican Party I grew up watching. And this is not most of America, Mao. It's a highly motivated but extreme narrowing and increasingly uninformed and overly emotional, aggrieved base. They are not the majority.
No.
And I'm telling you once again, as Rachel Maddow said yesterday, Kamala Harris is going to be the next president of the United States. Write it down. By the way, Aaron Rupar pointing out the 2024 RNC was the first since the overturning of Roe, which was a goal of the conservative movement for 50 years. You might think Republicans would take a victory lap, but it was barely mentioned.
Yep.
They clearly understand reproductive rights as a major political liability. And I'm telling you, particularly with Kamala Harris, Roe rage is real and Rovember is coming. I'm here for it. Oh, by the way, she's, of course, from California. California,
yep.
as we like to say out here on things of this nature. Apparently, California is such a bad place that Forbes only has six California cities in the top 12 of best places to raise a family in the U.S. Ha-ha. And here. And I just love this one. Mark Jacobs said, Democrats are divided for the moment because this was before yesterday.
Right.
Because they have high standards for people in public office. Republicans are unified because they don't.
Exactly.
Thank you.
That's exactly it. That was good.
Right? Catherine.
Sounds like something I would have written.
I know, but you did it. Catherine in Baltimore. Hey, Catherine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The first thing that I got so excited about when I heard that Kamala was running was her accusing Senator Whitehouse to be Attorney General.
Oh. Or Glenn Kirshner. Oh. How about Elizabeth Warren, Secretary of the Treasury? Oh, I can't. Oh, I'm getting off.
I like Elizabeth Warren for Speaker of the Senate.
Oh,
but
Majority Leader.
As
yes.
much as I would love to see two women like Gretchen Whitmer.
Right.
Or we have so many great women to run. I don't necessarily think that people would be. You got so many pissed off women because of Roe. I think two women on a ticket would be a great thing, but that's just my opinion.
I think it. I think it might be a little. As my mom would say, it's a little much. Okay. And I have a vagina. I'm currently the proud owner
yeah,
of a
you're
vagina.
In possession of a vagina.
Got one. Uh huh. Need it? Got it. Okay.
I don't need it. I don't got it.
Rick Stengel, the foundation of Trump's campaign that the economy is down and crime is up is 100% false. The opposite is true. Add that to drill, baby, drill. Only under Biden has the U.S. become a net exporter of oil and gas. Under Trump, we were still a net importer. Facts matter. Oh, dear God, I hope this debate happens. Kamala Harris will make mincemeat of him mm-hmm. because she is a prosecutor.
Yep.
And
he is
all of the facts are on her side, right?
Yep.
Speaking of facts, so a lot of we've been talking about this all morning, but D.L. Hughley said, wait a minute, America waits a week to be updated on Trump's medical condition after the shooting, and when it finally happens, it's from a doctor that hasn't had a medical license for 5 years, and the media has no questions.
I got questions.
Right. Heidi said lots of medical readout about Trump's injury is not normal. Jonathan Reiner, who advised the George W. Bush medical team, said it doesn't comfort me that Trump was hit in the head with a high-velocity projectile. We know nothing about it, citing concussive energy near the brain, among other concerns. Well, you know, and again, I was like, the doctor that did treat him got on CBS and said didn't even need stitches. And I'm like, oh, that guy's going to get Bornsteined, right? He doesn't stop chatting.
Yeah.
Right? yeah, and then this one, Bob said, so he didn't call the widow before he was shamed into it, right?
Right.
And he, after calling RFK Jr., but he kissed the helmet for the cameras. I mean, oh, he's just so gross. Oh, what's this morning's headline? Trump cracks about Biden starting World War III, claiming that he doesn't remember he quit the race yesterday. All right, listen. Does anyone else want to see this ass bite go down in a historic landslide to the black lady?
I do.
Me.
He won't disappear, though. He showed that this, you know, for the past 4 years. He didn't disappear at all. Didn't take one day off.
Kamala will come up with a solution that involves not just prison, but like a, you know, either like a ball gag or a Hannibal Lecter. He likes Hannibal Lecter so much. Why put a mask?
The late, great
that helps
Hannibal
him
Lecter.
To shut the up. What?
The late, great
right.
Lecter.
Neither the actor or the director are dead. But okay,
all right.
Okay, Dennis in Malibu. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, guys. Good morning. New day. Game on.
Hey. Game on.
It's a new day. Let's play that new Black Eyed Peas song.
And then, as they, you know, men on film would say, two snaps and a twirl.
Yeah.
For this film.
Three snaps
forward.
And a Z formation.
Wow, those were two moldy absolutely. References, yours and mine.
Absolutely, because I'm only 42.
Right.
The other thing is, you guys were talking about a straight white male with military service. I've been hearing.
I don't think it has to be with military service. We're just saying.
Well, it would be nice, but yeah.
The whispers I've been hearing out of some people I know in D.C. is that they've been talking to William McCraven, 4-star admiral, who ran special forces,
right.
Who was in Team 6, and they, exactly, and having a strong lion standing behind her. No, a prosecutor and him, nobody is going to.
Also, he could explain what SEAL Team 6 could do with her new powers of total immunity.
Oh, yeah. So much immunity. Okay. So little time.
By the way, J.D. Vance is in no way qualified or ready to be president. That was a pick. It's more extreme right than Donald Trump. You know why? Because Donald Trump thinks he has this in the bag.
Yeah.
And so.
He picked J.D. Vance because J.D. Vance does nothing but ass kiss.
Right. Right, but also he says, "Oh, I served in the Marines." First of all, he was a journalist. He wasn't. I mean, thank you for your service.
Right, exactly.
But he was. But he makes it right, like Trump was Rambo.
Right. He still had to go through basic training, which is not easy.
Right, but anyway, but this is. Tell me, this is before the announcement yesterday, J.D. Vance. Yeah, five.
Okay. The Vice President Kamala Harris. She doesn't like me. Kamala Harris.
No one does.
Said. Something to the effect that I have no loyalty to this country. Well, I don't know, Kamala. I did serve in the United States Marine Corps and build a business. What the hell have you done other than collect a check?
Oh, she's a welfare queen.
Yeah,
is that what? Oh, that's all
that
she's
is.
Ever done is collect a check.
That
really? The Attorney General of California, right. Senator, Vice President. Oh, all she's ever done is conduct. Oh, because she's a Cadillac, right? A welfare queen with a Cadillac?
Cadillac, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that was subtle, J.D.
He's not good
or as Trump calls him, J.D., J.P., Howie Mandel.
J.P. Mandel?
Yeah. J.P. Howie Mandel. Can I say Howie Mandel would be a better choice with a glove on his head for Vice President?
He's not an American citizen.
Oh.
He's from Canada.
Well, he'd still be better.
Our best comedians come down from Canada.
It's true. It's true. That's the border I want to build. I'm taking all our comedy
right.
jobs. Yeah. Okay. Laura in Virginia. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hiya.
So just two things. The MOVE Act, which was passed to protect overseas military members' ability to vote, requires ballots to be printed and sent by September 21st. And several states have early voting starting mid-September.
Okay.
So I hope the Dems continue with the plan to have a virtual nomination call.
Yes.
soon so that we don't risk
having no candidates. I'm sure all of this has been considered.
Laura, yeah. I agree. The Republicans, you have to, they're going to try every level of legal effery.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we have to dot every I and cross every T.
They're going to try to cheat any way they possibly
absolutely.
Can.
We need to plan ahead.
Yep.
And second, I just hope George Clooney better put money where his mouth is and give millions
thank
to Democrats.
I'm sure he will.
Because the rest of us don't have an Italian villa to run to if democracy fails. So
yes, exactly.
Get to it, George.
Exactly.
I'm sure he will.
Can I just say also Obama was right a long time ago when he said Kamala was our hottest AG. I'm just saying. She is magic. Okay. Let's go.
Black girl magic.
Let's go to Donna in Arizona. Hello, Donna. About Mark Kelly.
Yes. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Yes. So I think Mark Kelly would be a very strong vice president. He brings a lot to the table. You've talked about his military career, an astronaut, a devoted husband, a border state, and
state.
I think he would definitely put Arizona back in the bucket for the Democrats.
Yeah. And so, by the way, Donna, he speaks to another huge issue that Americans are on our side on, and that is gun violence. Obviously,
Given what's happened
to his wife and how out there he has been. And the vast majority of Americans want, I mean, look at this party, their candidate just got shot.
Yeah.
And they won't join us in sensible gun legislation.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if he is the vice president candidate and Kamala and him win, then Governor Hobbs has to appoint a Democrat to his position.
But what does Carrie Lake think? Isn't she the real governor? I kid.
Well, that's still up for debate, I think. So it would be another Democrat, and we have a pretty deep bench of Democrats here, I think, in Arizona that could fill the spot.
Yep.
So we're good.
I like it. Donna, checking in from Arizona. All right. Colleen in Wisconsin. Hello.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Goodness, we love you here in Wisconsin. We love your whole team. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Love you back.
I know this is definitely outside of the box, but I'm so sorry. I've never called in before. Okay. Oh, my gosh. We're very sad about Joe. I know. And very, very sad. And we feel so badly for him and his family. But my husband had this great idea. Now, I know it sounds a little wacky, but Adam Kinzinger to run as VP with our wonderful Kamala Harris. I know he's a conservative. We don't agree with his policies, but he cares about people. He's got great integrity. He went after, I don't even know how to say his name, the jerk with Liz Cheney. He's just a great guy, and I think it would bring all those Republicans over to our side who don't want to vote for that jerk.
Well,
isn't that exciting?
I'm going to say no. But I appreciate your excitement.
I mean,
we need to pick a Republican.
I get what she's saying.
Yes.
We don't need a Republican on the ticket.
No, that doesn't really agree with us on most issues. I don't think so. No.
Computer says no.
The computer rules that, no.
Yeah, hating Donald Trump is not the only qualification.
Right. Right. Where was I? I had a thought, and then it went away.
Oh.
And now it's gone.
Oh, Grandma.
Grandma. Matlock's not real.
Neither are my teeth.
I had a good point. It'll be back. Okay, 46.
Let's break it. Maybe it'll come back to you.
Okay, and Allison Gill coming up. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. I am super powered by my strawberry lemonade Morning Kick every single morning. Today's a hikey day.
It is.
The weekend, of course, is for biking. Everything I do, I have that Morning Kick in there. First of all, you got to hydrate, and I don't like regular water. This gives me a fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor and 10 supplements in one. It nourishes my body, supports my gut health, boosts my energy, helps me feel more youthful. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. It's been a game changer for me. I love it. It tastes great. If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, do it with Mama. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent a disease. Text fees may apply.
Taking back God. Taking back the flag. Taking back America. And all before breakfast. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. SimpliSafe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology, advanced sensors and cameras guard against threats to your home and family. And with exclusive 24/7 live guard technology, SimpliSafe monitoring agents respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks. They can even warn them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report for 5 years running. Join the countless amount of listeners who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. Head on over to simplisafe.com/Stephanie and save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Go do it now. Get some peace of mind. OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave. Bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week, and it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at Verlo.com.
At Uline, the prevailing opinion is, if you don't live it, you don't believe it. The people at Uline believe in hard work, and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock, and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers believe it. Uline is the hardworking, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit Uline.com.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
And I'd like to say hello. Cause I'm gonna be the fly girl, gonna get some spring and drive off in a Jeff OJ. Everybody go hotel, hotel, Holiday Inn.
Yeah, what? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. What was the first statement from the bassinet from Trump? There's never been a president who's done so much damage to our country. He should have stayed in his basement. Oh, shit.
Oh, bitch, please. All right. Take your line of bull down.
down to the corner market and sell it there, because this five and dime isn't buying your wine today.
So much whining. So much whining in MAGA world.
Mm-hmm.
They seem like they're a little scared.
They are scared. They're absolutely scared. They weren't prepared for this. And everybody is saying, it's not fair.
Wait, what's... Oh, I'm sorry. We have another statement from Baby. It's a new day, and Joe Biden doesn't remember quitting the race yesterday. Oh, and then he's going to start World War III.
Did you say it's a new day?
Yeah, it is a new day.
No.
All the peas are excited.
This is awful.
Hi, Seth in Los Angeles. Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Hi. First of all, if I were all of them, I would stop with the Weekend at Bernie's jokes now, because they're just going to come back to land on your roost. I would shut up about being too old and forgetting things at this point and move on.
Yeah.
Secondly, the shoes, the reason they were important is if the whole thing's a photo op, those shoes give him height. That's all that was on his mind down there, was what the picture was going to look like. Third, I love watching on social media the Republicans struggle to find what they want to say about Kamala. Because unlike Hillary, where they masked their misogynism with this whole list of, oh, Benghazi and emails, things they didn't even know what they were talking about, they have no idea what to say. So they wanted, she dated Willie Brown.
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, no. Well, they're going to call her N-word whore for sure. I mean, that's coming.
Yeah, well, no,
trust me. They're already starting with the everything's going to be racist now. If you say anything about Kamala, you're going to be racist. Yeah, that's because you're a party of racists that nominated a racist.
Right, and they have nothing to say about her. They just don't have the things, and they can't scream N-word the way they would like to.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, they're screaming it already in the fever swamps. Let's go to Rebecca in Baltimore. Hi, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Let's go.
It's a brand new day.
Yes.
It's a brand new day.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yes. May I ask the country to send Joe a postcard from their state and say thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would be just a wonderful parting gift.
Yeah. Yeah. This nation owes him just a huge debt of gratitude. I'm telling you. And by the way, by picking her in the first place and then doing this incredibly selfless patriotic thing yesterday, he is going to be responsible also in history for the first black woman president. Yep. I mean, it's on top of the first black woman on the Supreme Court, right? I mean, I was tearing up a few times yesterday.
Oh, Kamala Harris picking Supreme Court nominees. Oh my God.
And Attorney General.
Oh.
Mike in New Mexico.
Hi.
Chris and I just had a happy ending together.
Yeah. First time ever for both of us at the same time.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yes, I'm retired military, and me and my wife were showing support for Kamala Harris. It's a sad day because of what Biden was forced to do, I think, versus what he really wanted to do. And I hope the Republicans don't try to force him to step down before his term is up, which I don't think that's going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. They are doing that to weaken Democrats and to weaken Kamala Harris. That's exactly why. And I think they didn't plan on is how united we were going to be and how quickly.
Right.
They are saying that this should be wrapped up by Wednesday. Many states have already given their delegates to Kamala. So stop with the bull about, they didn't really have a primary. This is a primary. This is how it works.
I think they're really, really scared at how quickly the Democratic Party
They were hoping for chaos, open convention, primary.
And none of that.
Right. And I was saying if Biden had resigned, then it's like they would never have confirmed a vice president. She'd be running without a vice president.
Yep.
Exactly. Let's go to Michael in the Bronx. Hi, Mike.
Hey, sexy liberal mama and everyone.
10 seconds.
Looking forward to sexy liberal New York City.
Yeah.
I'm ready with VIP.
Sweet.
Sweet. We can't wait to. Sorry, Mike. Sorry, Mike. SexyLiberal.com. New York is going to be off the chain. We have a mega panel there. This Saturday is Atlanta with Representative Hank Johnson and more surprises to come, we hope. SexyLiberal.com and Allison Gill next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Crude and Dom.
Join the Devil's Advocates on Monday. We've got Congressman Mark Pocan. He'll tell us why he's advocating for Joe Biden to step down as the presidential candidate for the Dems.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Finish your wood projects with Cabot Australian Timber Oil. It's perfect for decks, siding, and outdoor furniture while providing maximum penetration, durability, and water repellency. Save big on Cabot exterior stains at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.